Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete episode number 7. Today is the 13th of January 2021, and I'm your host, Katie. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, Some Tips on How to Write Emails. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Whether you're writing an email, creating a presentation or just sending a quick tweet, grammar can help. Here are a few tips, and know what to look out for in a great email if you want to write one. To write great emails, you need to avoid some common mistakes and know a few tricks to move forward. For every email you write, you have two main parts, the content of the message and the content of your message itself. For example, if your body message is the bulk of an email, create a professional email template that you can use, which is a good starting point for your first email. This is the most important thing to increase your response rate, but be aware that you can make many email mistakes, especially if you are writing for a small group of people. If your email is longer than 3 paragraphs, you should consider canceling it, as it is likely to be ignored or stored for later. While you can save someone time by making your emails shorter, they may not be as interested in reading a long email as you are. When writing one, consider which emails you personally like to read and which you respond to. Although this may seem restrictive at first glance, once you design your emails accordingly, you will all see that the number of read and reply operations is increasing exponentially. Use your email signature to stay professional, promote your content and make every email more personal. This may seem difficult, but even a basic email marketing strategy can improve ROI ABI by up to 4,500%. Helga Zabelkanska is the founder of 500 Startups, which supports startups, helps marketers promote their services and keeps up to date with email marketing efforts. If you want even more return, learn how to write an email that is opened, read, answered and read over and over again. We have some email tips to help you design and write emails that look good and are read in Outlook and other popular programs. If you want your email to be opened and answered, personalize it a little, but there are ways to tailor your message. Instead of being tempted to send a general email from your list, you can personalize your information and should know something about the recipient. Remember that the subject line plays a key role in whether your email is noticed and opened, so add a response. A review or even an FYI at the beginning of your subject ensures that your needs are clearly communicated. Follow a professional email format and deliver your message in the most concise way, keeping only your goals in mind and appreciating the time the reader spends. I hope these tips on how to write professional emails will help you communicate effectively and achieve your business goals. If you want to get email superpowers, download Spark to undo all of this and get better in email, and also become a better email. Since most people nowadays are inundated with emails, you will want to do everything to ensure that every email you send is read, but don't forget to read it. Writing well makes a big difference, so read through these professional email etiquette tips as they increase your chances of reading and trashing your emails. Let the recipient know what you are writing before they open their email so they know what the message is all about. Let them know that you write to them before you open your email so they know immediately who it is. When you think about how many emails most people have in their inboxes every day, you can save everyone time, including yourself, by making it clear what the email is about. There is nothing wrong with saying a lot, but it is not good for you to put everything in an email. If there seems to be too many emails or it is difficult to get to the point, pick up your phone and call. By writing a descriptive subject line for your email, it is easier for the reader to understand the content of the email. Avoid writing generic subject lines or the like, but you do not need to quote from previous messages, such as the one you sent. If you include only the previous question in this example, you can quote it here in square brackets, but only in the context of the subject line. This is common when writing emails, which are often written quickly in response to a question or request, and are only a few lines long. This email guide will help you with some tips and phrases you can use when writing emails, especially if you are writing fast. This can help you determine what tone to strike, how to write greetings, which people to start with, and even how to unsubscribe. This was some tips on how to write emails, by Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete, and this was episode number 7. My name is Katie Morris, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.